back to the comments section. I'm Brett Cooper. I am very excited to do this story because it is so absurd that I am just at a loss for words. It was cracking me up because I had a few of you tag me in this story. And I love that because you're so involved and you participate in the, you know, the creation of this show and you want to send me stories. But I also hate that you thought of me when you saw this headline, and I don't know how to feel about it. But anyway, that's my life and I'm grateful for it. It's very funny. I'm just going to start this episode off by reading the headline that caught my attention because I cannot describe it any better than this. People who identify as dogs gather in Berlin, prompting calls for animal control. About 1,000 individuals who opt to be acknowledged as canines rather than humans organized a gathering.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Thank you all for sending this in. Before we get into it, though, make sure that you like this video. Subscribe to this channel if you have not already. And ring that notification bell so that you never miss a comment section or Off the Clock episode. Okay, so this group of people calls themselves canine beings. This is a new term for me. I even Googled it and I was like, has this made it onto, you know, Wikipedia? Is there a flag? There isn't. This is very new. We're coming in at the beginning, guys. This is very exciting. We are on the cusp of something great. Let's just watch this video from the Canines Being event. I shouldn't even know what to think about that. Like, also, why are they just in the middle of the city? If they actually believe that they're dogs, why are they not at a dog park or doing something that's dog-like? They're all, like, sitting perfectly for the camera. Dogs don't do that. Dogs are, like, running all over the place, peeing on things, jumping over, humping each other. God, I don't want to, I don't want you to be doing that. Like, I bet they aren't even eating plain kibble every day. But to be fair, my dogs don't even eat plain kibble because they also eat rough greens. Now, there's very little that I love more than my dogs, Rocky and Tater. You guys know it. I talk about them all the time. I miss them so much while I'm in Hungary right now. And there is very little that I would not do for them. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, the founder of Rough Greens, is focused on improving the health of every dog in America. We all know by now that traditional dog food, traditional kibble, is dead food. It does not have the proper nutrition that your dogs need every single day, which is why you should get Rough Greens to boost your dog's food back to life. Rough Greens is not a whole food. It is a supplement that contains all the necessary vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants that your dog needs on a daily basis. And the best part is, you don't have to go out and buy some fancy, new, expensive, raw, fresh dog food to feel confident about how your dogs are eating. You can just sprinkle Rough Greens on their food every single day. Dog owners everywhere are raving about Rough Greens because it supports healthy joints, improves bad breath, boosts energy levels, and so much more. For my dogs personally, I have noticed an amazing increase in their coat health, their doodle, so that's super important. They look shiny and happy, and I love knowing that they are still eating Rough Greens even while I'm out of the country. The team at Rough Greens is so confident that their products will improve your dog's health that they are offering my viewers a free Jumpstart trial bag so that your dog can try it too. This free Jumpstart trial bag can be at your door in just a few business days. Go to freeroughgreens.com/Brett or you can call 877-66-MY-DOG. Again, that's freeroughgreens.com/Brett or call 877-66-MY-DOG today. This was not planned. I literally did not even know that I had a Rough Greens ad for this particular episode, but it is so perfect. I love being able to slip that in. They also just weren't gathering for a social activity. They were also gathering to advocate for the rights of these canine people. Side note, when I was watching this video, I definitely felt like I could have been at a Georgia football tailgate. Now, like I just said, this is a new one for me. Like, I have done episodes about Therians and people who believe that they have an animal spirit or that they were an animal in a previous life, but this is something totally new. Now, Puberty posted about it last week, and the comments did not disappoint. Somebody said, "Who let the dogs out?" Who let the dogs out? Somebody else said, "They took What's Up Dog too seriously."
What's up, dog? Nothing much. What's up with you?
Oh. Another person said, "I hope they don't piss on streetlights." Don't worry. That already happens in blue cities.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Obviously, our society is doing really well, I would say. Anyway, back to the article. NDTV wrote that this unconventional canine gathering comes in the wake of the viral fame of Toko, a human in Japan who, after acquiring a hyper-realistic suit worth $14,000, is now living out his lifelong aspiration of becoming a dog. And according to the New York Post, experts have called for a differentiation between Therians, which are people who identify as a creature other than human, and furries, who are individuals who enjoy cosplaying in animal suits. God forbid, experts, that we lump them all together as people who really need some, they need to talk to somebody. Maybe that's how I'll put that. Anyway, if you missed the story that they referenced, here is the man in question. That's an adult man. It's a lovely suit. I would choose that over the furry outfits on a daily basis. I'm just going to say, like, it looks like it was worth the $14,000 because it is, but it's a pretty border collie, I will say, but he spent $14,000 to be able to live as a dog. But that guy from Japan wasn't even the first, because a few years ago, there was a man named Tom who was in Britain, and he went viral for coming out as a Dalmatian. Here's a headline about that. Meet Spot, the Brit who left his daily lifestyle to live as a human pup, and he's not the only one. A British 32-year-old has a very specific passion. He enjoys dressing up and behaving like a dog, and he goes to great lengths to be as authentic as possible. Here's a photo. This is his wife, and they had a Dalmatian together, and it died. And so he started becoming the Dalmatian because apparently his wife loved that Dalmatian so much. I don't know if they had marital problems. I don't know if something else was going on. But now he is embodying their dead dog that she loved so much, maybe more than him. Here's a video.
My puppy side gets me away from my normal life. Money, jobs, household life, stress, that kind of thing. It gives me a chance just to be carefree. And that just makes it magic. My name is Spot. I'm from the United Kingdom. And I'm a human puppy. Spot. He's a playful but attention seeking puppy. Whereas Tom, much more reserved and much more held back. Become a human puppy is to be the forefront of attention as crowned Mr. Puppy UK 2016.
I forgot that he says that. What the hell is Mr. Puppy 2016? Is there a pageant for people who are dogs? I just can't. Also, he said the quiet part out loud. He likes being the center of attention. Guaranteed! There were some marital problems. He saw that his wife loved the dog. He was like, I can get that attention. I can get that affection. I will become the dog. So wives, make sure that you're treating your husbands well, because if not, they might become a canine. That's what we're learning.
My puppy side, it just felt right inside me. It evolved in leaps and bounds, and it's really who I am. I rely on my puppy side to give me the confidence. As Tom, but I'm not normally a sort of a sociable person, but I draw on that confidence to help me with normal life. Everyone's got their own interests. Everyone's their own person.
That hopefully gives you a little more context about where this canine gathering might have come from. If you didn't know, Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every single way. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, recover faster, reduce inflammation, and so much more. They'll even help you chill out and take a break from the internet so you don't get riled up about stuff like this. From blue light glasses to red light therapy, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite product from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I love going to the sauna at the gym, but sometimes I can't fit it into my schedule, or sometimes it's too crowded with old men and I just don't want to be in there, so I can go home and use my sauna blanket, and I know that it has all kinds of benefits. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than in the air around you like in a traditional sauna, which means you get the same benefits at a much lower heat, but you still get a great sweat, which helps you flush out the heavy metals and other toxins. It raises your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so you're burning calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. Boncharge ships worldwide, offers exceptional customer service, and comes with a 12-month warranty. Go to bondcharge.com/Cooper and use code Cooper15 to save 15% off. Again, that's bondcharge.com/Cooper. Use code Cooper15 to save 15% off. Anyway, a few years ago, when this man went viral, he was still an anomaly online. Like, some people laughed and thought that it was, you know, really interesting. Other people were defending him to the death, saying, no, this is just his way to relax. Like, who are we to judge? It's his personal life. Like, one person said it's his way of relaxing, taking distance. We could all learn the message about the importance of relaxation. Somebody else said, good on him. Obviously, he enjoys this outlet and he's not harming anyone. It's crazy how people tell you to be yourself, but then criticize you when you are. Another person said, if it makes him happy and he doesn't hurt anybody, perfectly okay with me. Another one said, dude seems very gentle and quite happy. Would we all like to have something that we can slip into from time to time to walk away from the day to day? I would, yes. But it is not a Dalmatian outfit, personally. But anyway, here we are, 4 or 5 years later in 2023, and we are having canine beings gatherings. These are not just people that are escaping their day to day life to relax as a dog. They believe that they are a dog. So the message here is that the slippery slope never ceases to catch up to us. Thank you for watching the comment section. If you want to see more videos just like this, make sure to subscribe to this channel, turn on your notifications, like this video, and of course, if you want even more content, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I'm Brett Cooper. See you next time.